Before we start the podcast, we'd like to thank Mouska Trips for sponsoring the Disney Resorts Kingdom podcast. Mouska Trips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsor, Mouska Trips, at www.mouskatrips.com. That's www.mouskatrips.com.
Before we start the show today, I'd like to let you all know that I only just recorded this show at about 8 o'clock on the Monday night that the show gets released. So I just had to slap it together really quick because I didn't want to have another off week. So there might be some dead air. I recorded the show with Jason Diffendahl and Tom Corliss. We didn't really mess up at all, so that's good. So I didn't have to edit anything out, but there just might be a little bit of dead air. So sorry if there's dead air, and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. I'm your host, Luke Manning, and we continue today in the Christmas season, and we're back with a normal week, pretty much. Join with me on the show today, we have Tom Corliss of WDW News Today.
Hello, everybody.
And from WDW Celebrations, we've also got Jason Diffendahl.
Hello, everybody.
Stealing my lines?
Absolutely. It's a good one.
Yeah. How are you two doing?
Outstanding.
Fantastic.
Just what I wanted you to say. Now, today on the show, we're going to be talking a little bit about Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party and the shows, parades, fireworks involved in the party. So we'll start off with the two stage shows. First, Mickey's Twas the Night Before Christmas. You guys want to talk a little bit about that and what it is and your opinions?
Well, I'll give a little explanation, then Jason can give an opinion on it. It's rare because it's in the Galaxy Palace Theater in Tomorrowland, which is rarely used, and they have a nice little band or orchestra in front of the stage, and it's basically a show with all the usual Disney characters and the usual regular people that sing. And it's a Disney-fied "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Yeah, it's definitely a good show. You know, it's sort of what you'd expect, but it's quite entertaining.
A must see if you go to the Very Merry Christmas Party, or if you're there Christmas week, because it plays anyway.
I went to the Very Merry Christmas Party at least once, but I'm not sure if I saw the shows, because I never really was a big show, parade, firework guy.
Roller coaster.
No, I am. Yeah.
Thrill ride.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, if you go, I think it's important to point out, if you go to the Very Merry Christmas Party, you really should make a point to see those things, because those things are not there all the time. I mean, sure, it's good to fit in one or two popular attractions, but those shows are, you know, pretty much you're paying now that they don't give you everything free anymore. You're pretty much paying for those shows.
Right. Mm. Yeah, I mean, my general plan when I go to hard ticket events is to map out, to make sure that I get to see all the shows and the parades and everything else, and then, you know, look at when there's some free time in between, and then go hit a couple rides that normally have long lines during the day, but generally have short lines during the hard ticket events. But yeah, definitely, as Tom said, it's key to see the shows, because there's not a lot of opportunity to see them otherwise.
Yeah, that's a very good idea, and if I ever do go to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party again, I will be sure to see those two shows. And speaking of the second show, I can't remember the name of it. Is it Celebrate the Season?
Yep, Celebrate the Season.
That's the one at the Castle Four-Court Stage?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good show, too.
That is a fantastic show.
Go ahead, Tom. Describe it for everyone.
All right. It's hard to describe, but it's basically just a normal Christmas show, but during, they play it during the Christmas week, they play it during the day. But it's a much better show at night because, of course, they use the Kessel lighting and everything. But it's just another big Christmas show, no particular Christmas theme or story to it. Just a bunch of musical numbers and all the same Disney characters. And, of course, you have the Kessel as the backdrop, which is always a plus.
So it's pretty much like all the other shows on the Kessel four-court stage, which don't really have a very strong storyline to them.
Well, Dream Along with Mickey has a nice story.
Cinderella Bration?
No, that, no.
But yeah, I mean, you know, as Tom said, all the shows are definite must-sees for Mickey's Not So Scary, or Mickey's Very Merry Christmas. What holiday are we talking about?
There's so many!
I know. But, I mean, same with all the hard ticket events. Definitely the shows are the special, the shows in the parade, as well as the fireworks, special editions of the fireworks, are all the must-see things. That's really why you go to the hard ticket events.
And you just reminded me of another show, and that would be Cinderella's Holiday Wish, which isn't part of the party itself, but it's just before. And I think I'll describe this one because I actually know what the show is. And Mickey and the rest of the Fab Five, or in this case, I think it's only the Fab Four, because there's no Pluto, I don't think.
That would be because the Pluto talking head is still not fully ready.
Only one eye blinks.
They're having problems with it. That's what I've been told by a cast member.
Yeah.
They come out in their talking head gloriness and are looking at the castle and also looking at all of the other holiday decorations down Main Street. And they think the castle looks a little bit bland, a bit non-festive. So they think up ways to decorate it, and they eventually get into a sort of argument about it, but not like a fist fight argument, but just like,
right.
That'd be awesome.
No, Red.
Hey, Reddy, no.
Wow.
But,
oh, Lord.
Then the fairy godmother pops out from the top of the castle, and she's like,
well, she's in the clock part.
That's her usual spot. I think she lives there, right?
Yes.
And she says that Cinderella should decide what is done to her castle, as it is her castle. And Cinderella is summoned, and she says...
She's summoned.
From where?
Does she have jury duty?
But she says it should sparkle like her glass slippers, and so the fairy godmother gets the crowd to shout out bibbidi bobbidi boo, and the castle magically lights up. And I haven't seen it in person, obviously, but from the pictures and video I've seen of it, it looks absolutely beautiful, much like the one that I've seen out here. Amazing.
I'm counting down the days until I get to Walt Disney World, because I cannot wait to see the castle with the lights on.
Yeah, that's definitely got to be one of the new highlights of the Christmas season now.
Mm. It definitely makes up for the Country Bear Christmas being gone. It's definitely a great addition.
Tom, would you?
It's a great addition.
Would you rather have the castle lighting than the Country Bear Christmas? If you had to pick one.
I haven't seen the lighting live yet, so I have to decide after. I love the Country Bear Christmas, though. I don't know. I probably end up picking that in the end.
I'd probably pick the Country Bear Christmas as well, because...
Because you don't have any Country Bear.
Yeah, I know that. Damn, we need a poo, but I want to kill that bear. But,
What?
But the Country Bear Christmas special is probably my second favorite version of... the Country Bear shows next to the original.
Seeing as there's three ever.
really good show. Great music. Especially the introduction piece, Tracks on the Snow. Or
in Make the snow. It Tracks in the Snow. Alright, that's enough.
We go.
You're only allowed to sing on Nick's podcast.
McNuggets. That's the Disney News Weekly podcast. Go check it out.
If you don't know what any of that is, then just go download. What was it? Episode 2 of the Disney News Weekly podcast.
I think it's 3.
Might have been 3. Yep.
And then you could download me as your ringtone.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on, the next big thing would be Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Time Parade, which is a brand new parade for this year. Well, pretty brand new.
It's refurbished and updated new music, but it's still nice. It's still pretty much the same parade as Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Parade, which is a legendary parade in Disney history. I think everyone would agree that that's a great parade.
Absolutely fantastic.
And it's pretty much the same now, just different music and some upgraded float, so it's got to be a slight upgrade.
Of course, a slight upgrade. Now, that you're right, that was absolutely a fantastic parade. Almost worth the price of admission alone.
But then again, you could, as I said before, if you go Christmas week to Walt Disney World, you see all this stuff without having to pay the additional... whatever it is for the party ticket,
$75.
Yeah, but I think you pay that in the end in your hotel bill. That's true.
That covers it. Do they run holiday wishes too during Christmas week? Don't they?
Yes, they do.
Now on the non-Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Parade night at parade party nights, do they what fireworks do they show?
They show regular wishes the whole month of December up until, I think, like the night after the last Very Merry Christmas Party, I believe.
You see, I don't like that because then you have to pay the extra. And I know it's a way to get Disney money, but as always, I'll bring in the Disneyland reference out here. We get the Christmas Fantasy Parade and believe in holiday magic every night in replacing... regular parades just for the Christmas season, which I think is a much better way to do it.
So you get it for the whole month of December instead of just Christmas
and the
week.
Yeah.
Disney World is a whole different... It's a whole different scenario because you have these people that are there for maybe only a few days, and especially during December, it could be very busy. And a lot of times, the Very Merry Christmas Party is the only opportunity... for people to do some rides like maybe Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, stuff like that, because it could be very crowded.
Some people definitely use the Very Merry Christmas Party as, you know, the old E-Ride nights where you would pay extra to stay in the park after hours.
Well, the E-Ride nights weren't that much.
No, they were about one-fifth of the cost, but still. You get free hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Whereas WDW Today called it the $50 cookie.
The $50 cookie.
And the final thing in Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Parade. I said parade again. Yeah. Very Merry Christmas Party. Would be Holiday Wishes. And I have not seen it, so if you guys would like to talk a little bit about it. Or I might have seen it, but don't remember it at all.
It's a great show. Of course, Jiminy Cricket is your host, as always. A lot of... Christmas music, it's in no way related to the regular wishes because it doesn't have any of the music from it.
Yes, it does. Well, I was listening to a recording of it, and in the last little bit, the last little, like, finale to it, it has one line from the Wishes song.
Well, it's mixed in, but still.
But it still does contain it, so, yeah.
No, it's still completely different. Stop that.
Yeah.
It's all Christmassy. Considering one line compared to the whole 15 or whatever minutes of the show.
Yeah.
But it's complete Christmas music. I mean, it's not really to me, it doesn't feel like a Disney fireworks show, but it's still very nice. I think I would pick Regular Wishes over it, but it's still a very nice show.
Do they do the fireworks in the round sort of finale for Holiday Wishes or no? I don't remember.
I think they do, but it's not on the scale of New Year's Eve.
Because one of my absolute favorite fireworks effects ever is standing in the hub at the end of Main Street and having all of the fireworks shooting off in around you 360 degrees completely all around. I think that is one of the most fantastic fireworks effects that Disney's ever done. And they only do it on very rare occasions now.
I think the only times I've ever experienced that, or you can experience that, are, of course, on a grander scale, New Year's Eve, because they also shoot them off in the Seven Seas Lagoon, so there's a couple extra. And it's really an amazing effect. But also, the effect is really works well at the pirate and princess parties for the... what's the name of that? The Magic Mayhem...
Magic Music and Mayhem Fireworks,
which is amazing show as well. So,
but for those, I think it's only 180 degree perimeter fireworks. I don't think it's the full 360.
I believe for the ones in August, for some reason, they had the 360.
Really? Okay. I mean, they may have, but I remember for the one that I saw in March, it was only a 180, and the Mickey's Not So Scary that I went to in October was also only a 180, not a 360. I think they've really... Back when Wishes first started, they used to do the 360s quite a lot more than they do now.
Yeah.
But the 360s... We get the... Fantastic.
In our Remember Dreams Come True show, we have... The 360 is a regular part of the Haunted Mansion segment where you hear the ghost host saying, "Is this haunted room actually stretching?" And then from all around you, you get the 360 effect. Or is it your imagination? Very cool effect in that show.
But the amazing thing about New Year's Eve at the Magic Kingdom is you have the same fireworks show going off simultaneously in about 10 different locations. And it's really unbelievable, especially from the hub, because all you see is fireworks absolutely everywhere around you. And it's a really amazing effect.
We'll talk a little bit more about New Year's Eve on our New Year's Eve show. We'll talk about New Year's Eve at each of the four parks.
Well, three.
But really on three, yeah.
What, Animal Kingdom has nothing?
Jam and Jungle Parade, 3 o'clock.
Yeah. The Jingle Jungle Parade.
Yeah.
Jam and Jingle Jungle, whatever parade.
Jingle, jangle, jungle, full of holiday fun.
New ringtone every show, Tom. And I think that's about it that we can say for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
We got the snow.
Snow on Main Street.
Yes.
How also, does snow happen on Main Street in this party then?
Also a regular occurrence during Christmas week. So again, you get the full party during Christmas week.
and they have, aren't there, because I remember back in a not-so-scary Halloween party, they had a lot of new lighting effects on Main Street too with some new... color-changing LED lights. I think that was new, so I assume they have that for the Christmas parties as well, which is probably new this year.
I haven't seen... I know they illuminate... I think they just illuminate the buildings red and green.
Yeah, right. At the Halloween party, it was blue and orange and purple and everything, but it was a really cool effect.
Yeah, they do that for the Pirate and Princess party, too, those weird lighting effects.
Yep.
Well, that's it for this episode of the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. First, I'd like to thank Tom Corliss for joining me on the show. And, Tom, what's coming up on your next show?
Of course, before I leave for Walt Disney World on December 31st, we have two regular shows. We have our Christmas Spectacular, which is going to be huge. We have a New Year's Eve show. And, of course, now coming in January, the Pirates of the Caribbean special. So stay tuned to the WDW News Today podcast.
And I'd also like to thank Jason Diffendorf for joining me on the show. And Jason, as well as his partners over at WDW Celebrations, are starting up a new meet, which will be hosted sometime in April. I can't remember the exact day. Is it the 8th?
No, 22nd. It's the 22nd, which coincides with Animal Kingdom's 10th anniversary. So that meet is currently open for registration now on our website, www.celebrations.com. And we have a tentative schedule up there as well.
And that would be a wild decade.
A wild decade in honor of Animal Kingdom's 10th anniversary.
And there will also be another big signature three-day event for WDW Celebrations at the end of September. So stay tuned for more information on that. And until the next show, we'll see you
real soon.
Bye now.
Have a magical week, everybody.
Ryan Seacrest here. On Christmas morning, I will be hosting the Walt Disney World Christmas Day Parade on ABC, along with Regis Philbin and Kelly Ripa.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody everywhere.
Check it out this Christmas as your favorite Disney characters and floats make their way down Main Street, USA at Walt Disney World and Disneyland. In true Disney holiday fashion, this year's show features a great lineup of performers. We've got Miley Cyrus.
I just want you for my own, more than you will ever know.
Josh Groban. The cast from High School Musical will perform a Christmas version of What Time Is It?
What time is it? Christmas time. It's our vacation.
Not to mention all your favorite Disney characters. And a sneak peek at some of the newest attractions to hit both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. Be sure to tune in to ABC on Christmas morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, Pacific, and Mountain. And for a behind-the-scenes peek at the fun and excitement that went into this show, you can check out www.disney.com/parade. We'll see you then.
Well, folks, I guess that about does it for our show. Now bundle up, stay warm,
and come back and see us real soon.
Happy holidays, y'all.